and Roz, weekdays 4 to 7, Jacaranda FM.
Our guest this afternoon is Larry Soffer, who is a mentalist and magician. And what else?
Illusionist.
Are you a witch?
A wizard.
You're a wizard, Larry.
Something like that, yes. Exactly. You're a wizard, Larry.
Harry Potter, Larry Soffer.
Ah,
exactly.
It all makes sense now.
Yeah.
So, we invited you to send us your name. We're going to call someone just now for some mind reading live on the radio. We got some other things lined up as well. Ooh, actually, our person is here. Michael.
Hi, hello.
Hoe gaan het?
Goed, dankie met jou.
Baie goed, dankie. Larry is hier, is jy reg?
Ek is reg, ja.
Let's do this.
Hi, Michael. Do we have enough time to do a little bit of a warm-up with Roz, or we have to go straight into it with Michael?
We can come back to Roz.
Okay, cool. So Michael, basically, I want you to think of an object that you'd like to, that you could draw in like 10, 15 seconds. And also, I'd like you to think of a place that you'd like to travel to, right?
Okay.
All right. So, have you got something in mind?
Yes, I do have.
Great. So, I don't know if you've heard of out-of-body experiences before, but we're going to try an experiment like that right now, Michael, you and me together. Have you heard of something like that before?
No, I haven't.
Okay, well, it's been said that some people can actually move out of their body, travel to a random place, meet somebody else in a out-of-body state in this place, have a conversation that nobody else would ever know about because it was a private conversation between two beings. It's been said that this can be done. We're going to try this together, you and I, Michael. So I want you to take a deep breath in right now.
Okay.
And by the way, Michael, you haven't told anybody of a place that you're going to think of or anything like that. I haven't asked you to tell anybody or to tell me or to write it down or anything like that, right?
No, I haven't.
Okay, perfect. So I want you to imagine this place in your mind right now, and I want you to take a deep breath in and breathe out. And I want you to imagine standing up out of your body, Michael. And I want you to imagine opening up the door wherever you are right now. And imagine that door is an entrance to another world, and you see a bright glowing light, almost like it's a portal that you can just walk through. And I want you to slowly start walking through that portal right now. And Michael, when you step through, you open up your eyes and you see you in this random place, this place that you'd like to travel to. Have you got that in your mind?
I do have, yes.
Great. So, Michael, I'm going to come and meet you in this place right now. Just one moment. Michael, I see you on like a brick road. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
And I see a large pointy item standing in front of you.
Correct, yes.
And there's a city around, but also besides the city, it's surrounding some sort of cement, but also grass area. Does that make sense?
It makes sense, yes.
Okay, Michael, I'm going to come and walk closer to you, and I want you to imagine whispering in my ear the drawing that you could draw simply in 10, 15 seconds. So don't whisper it out loud. Just imagine whispering it in your mind into my ear. We're going to do that now. Okay, Michael, I've got something. I've got it. Michael,
okay.
I'm going to draw this image in just a moment, but I want you to imagine stepping back over through to the portal and back over. Were you in your car?
Yes, I'm in my car.
Perfect. Step back into your car, back into your body. And Michael, you can open up your eyes and tell us, what did that feel like?
Well, it felt good.
Yeah, and it was a bit strange that I could describe the area to you, right?
That's correct, yes.
In fact, I was seeing something like this. I'm going to draw this over here, and these guys can see this over here in studio. I'm just drawing this over here. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
What that is, and I'm going to say what this is over here.
It's busy
this
drawing is, on a pad of paper. Yep,
and
that's...
Do you want to tell Michael what I drew?
Michael... When you stepped through the door, were you in Paris?
That's correct. Yes, I was in Paris.
And were we at the Eiffel Tower, Michael?
Yes,
we were. Interesting. And when you leaned over and you whispered in my ear, you whispered a particular drawing. I'm going to draw this right now.
drawing a triangle, three triangles, the pyramids.
Triangles, yes.
Triangles. At the Louvre. Michael, is it right?
That's right.
Yes, 100%. Then it's right, yes. Is it right?
Yes, 100%.
Oh my word. Nee. Nee.
That's baie amazing, ek moet sê. Ek het dit nog nooit in my lewe. Ek meen, ek sit hier, ek is honderde kilo's ver van julle af.
Ja.
Ek wou gevra het, waar is jy op die oomblik presies?
Ek is so tussen Middelburg en Witbank op pad huis toe, Middelburg se kant toe.
Wel, daar is hy. Ons gast in die studio het uitgewerk is Parys onder die Eiffel Tower, daar by die Louvre, waar jy wil wees, dude.
Yes.
Thanks, Michael. You did amazingly.
Sure.
Yeah, but well done, Larry. Ek moet sê, dit is amazing.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mike. Lekker middag vir jou, dude.
Dank je, Rob.
Slap lekker vanavond, hoor.
Ek gaan so maak. Thanks,
Mike. Droom van Parys.
There we go.
Ongelooflik.
Are you ready for your turn in a bit?
I'm so ready.
The Drive with Robin Ross. Weekdays 4 to 7. Jacaranda FM.